Matre Namah. Om Shri Matre Namah. Jayambe Gauri Jaya Shama Gauri. Om Shri Matre Namah. Om Shri Matre Namah. Om Shri Matre Namah. Jayambe Gauri Jaya Shama Gauri. Om Shri Matre Namah. Jaya Jagatambe Jaya Jagatambe.
Jaya Jagatambe. So you guys been wondering an easy, breezy way to book a session with me. Yes, that can be an intuitive reading, a free 15-minute consultation, Reiki healing, and so much more. I got you. Click on nlht.youcanbook.me. Yup, super easy. You can book right on your phone. It's not heavy. It goes right through and simple and easy to not only book, pay, and schedule. And I'm going to get it right on my phone and I won't miss any type of scheduling issues. You guys, I'll be able to like get it so quickly and do your reading or your session ASAP. I love you guys so much. Click that link. Yep, nlht.youcanbook.me. Welcome back, guys. This is the Ask Naj and Lee show. Use that hashtag AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. And this is your girl, Naj and P. Lee for NajandLee.com. I'm super excited. This is season 2, episode 4. We are going to be talking about spirituality and that spiritual path. And we have a special guest on today. So you don't want to miss this. Go grab yourself a cup of tea. Yup. And get yourself a pen and notepad. Take some scrupulous notes. It's gonna be a joyride today. So go ahead, listen to these beautiful, gorgeous ads and beautiful music. And we'll be right back. Did you know that you can support Ask Naj and Lee show right now? It's totally simple. All you have to do is donate. Yep, donate right now on this podcast right here on anchor.fm/AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. It's simple, it's totally easy, and it helps us in a big way. Every penny counts, whether it's 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99, or more, whatever you like to give. If you really love what we're doing and you want to support, this is one of the best ways you can support, because the money goes back into getting equipment, better miking, better, you know, equipment that we can use to really build out the show's infrastructure, and helps us with marketing, helps us with just really getting as many people as possible to hear our podcast. So if you really are down with us and you really want to support, click that button right now and donate. Yep, donate to Ask Naj, A-S-K-N-A-J. Thank you so much. I appreciate every single donation that we get. It shows that you really love what I'm doing, you love the show, and you love more of this in your life. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Hey everyone, welcome back. We're super excited that you have joined this amazing podcast this weekend. And so we have a special guest on. And this whole series is all about your spiritual journey and just hearing from different perspective of someone else's spiritual journey and their own awakening and their own path. And I'm so excited to introduce Kinsei Omega. And he is coming from California to Michigan, and he has a really cool story of his path, his awakening, and I would love to share it with you guys today. So please welcome our special guest, Kinsei Omega. Welcome.
Yes, glad to be here. I appreciate it, everything that you allow me to, you know, to do on this podcast. I'm interested.
Awesome. So I want to really just get started. Let's like get all the little bits out the way, which is, who are you? Where are you from? Just give us a little gist of where you're from and like how did California and now to Michigan, like how that happened.
Okay, so my first bit, I love to always entitle when I speak about where I'm from, you know, I really tell people I'm a traveler, you know, from not this earth, but, you know, still a part of here. And if you understand what I mean by consciously, but yes, California is a very different place compared to the rest of the world. I swear it's going to be its own jurisdiction pretty soon, but, you know, it's really an open place. A lot of sun, obviously. It's hot as shit, but I like it. Michigan, you know, a lot colder, for one. Nonetheless, it's got a different demeanor. So I'm in Detroit, and I came from California, Sacramento, in the Bay Area. And, you know, things flow a little bit differently, but they are still very much on the same pinnacle of, I want to say, like, just, you know, I would say, like, the certain kind of edge that it has, you know. There's a certain degree that's still really very uncumbersome in California in comparison to what it looks like and what it's talked about, you know, I guess, on the surface.
Right.
Especially living there.
Right. I got a chance to visit Detroit and the Grand Rapids, like, a few years back. And I know that was just totally a different experience for me, especially... I've traveled so many places, so I can imagine California to drastic cold weather is a shocker to the body. So I totally get that. So give us like a bit of a background, like how did your awakening or your spiritual journey begin? Like, what was your take on it that you realized this was something so different going on?
Mm-hmm. So, like, one of the biggest differences with me is that, to be very truthful and, you know, straightforward, my process started when I was born, you know, even a little bit before that time frame. I want to say, am I breaking up?
No, go ahead.
Okay. For the most part, my beginning started as soon as I was born. And I have the memory of it. But at this very point in time, going through the process and growing up, you know, through ages, I had different levels and, you know, degrees of where I keep pushing a limit, you know, like a certain stage. And I got, yeah, I got real pinnacle points of those ages when those spiritual journeys really superseded myself. So about around like 8, I would say would be my first stages of, you know, evolution. And then at about 11 to 13 years old as a teenager and going into that phase, that's when it really hit hard. But after that, it was actually a little bit recently through, I want to say like 23 through 20, well, how old am I now? Well, about around the age of 27, right around that area. And that was when I went through a more relative process around what everybody else was going through. And this is when I started working jobs, by the way. So it became very similar to the things that I know I didn't want to do. Right. And I was pushing through a challenge within myself officially, understand it, to really test that notion that everybody else had to, you know, had to get the experience that everyone else was going through. So I'd say at about 8, that was when I really had this notion of remembering myself, you know, because I've always known. It's not about really knowing. It was like trust. You already had the knowledge or the information. It was sort of like you trusted to keep it. That was the biggest difference. Mm-hmm. And that's what I always did as a child. Mm-hmm. So through this whole entire process, I kept that with me no matter what. And I just keep pushing, keep expanding on it, keep growing it. I'm always exceeding my current status of, you know, consciousness.
So can you say like what specifically or one thing that was just like, oh, oh, this is what this is at age 8? Like, what was, like, can you share, like, a specific
thing? Okay, so I guess one of the biggest things as a child was that I didn't go to school, so I didn't get the programming in the very beginning. I was homesick a lot. I went to school, but I didn't stay long because I would always get sick or ill or close to death a lot. I had ailments. I had many problems that were, you know, preceding myself. So I got to spend my time home watching cartoons, which I relatively got to introduce the things that reminded me more of myself, mm-hmm. more than anything. As a kid, as a child, when you see these things, they give you like codes, you know, like messages. And if you're perceiving, you know, you're perceiving so many different angles and ways of information, and you're not being indoctrinated by anything. Nothing's telling you how to think. You're fully, well, for me, I was personally choosing how to, you know, trust what I was getting, you know, with the information I was getting. So that was the biggest thing, was the media, actually. It's funny.
Wow.
The media.
So you were really fascinated with cartoons, and you realized that there was more going on in the cartoons.
Yeah.
That were like codes coming through, which intrigued you even more to like, let me really look at this. And probably it opened up so many past memories, I guess,
of
who you were. That's really cool. So when you said like around 13 years old, like it really hit you, what exactly hit you?
I think it was the fact, because what was going on around me was people were not being themselves. As a child, you grow up, you could find a friend anywhere or a person to understand what it didn't. The point wasn't to understand anything. It was a concept of just interacting, engaging, play with, you know, like it was easy to do this. You didn't have accolades on what your identity was. So at this very point in time, 11 to 13, that's all people are trying to do is identify themselves.
Mm.
I was still in a mode of to be, you know, straight. Or yeah, I tell people I was still in a kid state. I was like freedom, movement, no limits, you know, and expansion, growth. I still wanted to learn myself, you know. So that was the biggest thing I noticed when I was the person that's asked questions, always question anything against anybody's will or grain. With a, you know, an open attitude or form of things. But as I noticed that process in time, the people around me were not questioning. And I got really more grim, more straight-faced, and really strategic on how to navigate without saying things to people. I pretty much cut myself off from talking and expressing myself, because I knew it wasn't accepted anymore, unless it was, of course, mainstream media or some kind of notion that was pretty much had nothing to do with you, you know. So that was one of the biggest points of my time, of my life, because at this point in time, I became pretty much a mute. I didn't speak.
So how long did you not speak for?
I want to say like 15 to 20 years.
Wow.
It's not that I didn't speak all the time. I would give, you know, coherent one word responses.
Okay.
And small sentences, you know, 5 words. If anything, you know, you get lucky if it was 10, you know.
Right.
But that was my biggest predominant point in time, where I just got tired of explaining things and asking, and especially when I needed answers for myself. So I dealt with my mind. I went against myself. I found myself. I was like, there's more. There's so much to intercept, and I need to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose that over hanging or trying to get other people to understand me.
So you didn't really have like a lot of friends. You were just really...
No, actually. Actually, I had a lot, because I always played, you know, I played a lot of sports and I did a lot of things. But when it came to associating with, you know, expressing your feelings around certain things that are going on in the world,
okay.
I was like, I'm not even here. I don't even know what you're talking about. I barely knew how to speak English, to be honest. It was like, I don't know how to recollect this under, you know, this... these words right now.
So as you came out of that, or what made you decide to come out of not speaking anymore? Like, what made you just step forward and say, did you receive all the information that you needed at the time, or?
It was, you know, when you question yourself so much, you question everything, you start figuring that you are the solution or the problem. You're both. And what really brought me out was just realizing I put myself through this on purpose. Therefore, I'm here for that purpose that I created, you know, intentionally. So what really brought me out was the fact that if it's not around, because I've always been this super creative individual person, you know, I'm into technology and art as my main prospering expression. That was my actual form of expression that I chose. It would always lure people into me. What I noticed was that I had a clear opportunity to deliver something. That's what really brought me out. More than just the content itself, but more like what it's going to lead to, what it's going to expand to.
So now that you're out and you're talking and you're expressing, what now is the direction you're heading to? Like, what is it that you want to do for the world or help for the world to ascend?
You know, like when I think of that word ascend, I try to tell people it's not about leaving. It's about realizing you're here. This is the place, actually. It's the conscious collective. And my biggest notion is, well, the first stance, I guess I want to say this is a preliminary to my plan, is to associate revealing that we are here. And there's a, it's more like I'm revealing the map of us all here. And nonetheless, the capability of what we are. I'm actually creating a multimedia creative platform. And that platform focuses on my stories of existence from my perspective, because I really had a real notion that hasn't been touched on or tapped on into. That's the real reason why I got up. I was like, nobody's touched or talked about this stuff yet. I've jumped into groups. I've seen the live feeds, the podcast, the individuals that have stepped out and, you know, used their platform. But things that I think about have never been talked on, you know, talked about. They haven't been expressed to this degree. Nonetheless, we still have so many problems that are aligned into this. And my biggest notion was like, what if, as a kid, I kept always thinking when I'm growing up, going through the ages, I was like, what if there were people that could associate with each other to a degree of understanding such to, you know, that we can actually create the things that we want, that we always talk about. Oh, I wish this was here. I wish that we could do this. Well, I figured out you can. I have memory of it, but it's only my memory to share. So stories, multimedia platform is about stories and my experience.
Right. I think it's super cool and it's interactive, where I guess people be able to build and express as well in this interactive multimedia.
Yes. The whole concept was to, like, literally the word that kept, it's more like a slogan that just keeps running in my head. It's like a riddle. It was that when I would ask questions, it was like, the answers in the back of the mind would say, it's because you play too much. You play too much. I was like, you know, through the process of like, why is this running loop in my head? And I started understanding to wait, you know, the way to introduce this to other people was, we're not playing anymore. We're not playing ourselves. We're not creating our characters, our being. We're not developing. We're not dealing with our, we're running away from ourselves, to be honest, it seems like, as a collective. And that was like the biggest notion. We have a chance, opportunity to consciously understand what this is. And every point in pinnacle, you know, time, it's like we run away because we just want to feel good. That's cool for existence, but this very point in time, it's like there's nobody pushing or talking about this as heavily as, I guess, the enthusiasm that I have for, because I wanted people to experience what I did, to that feeling, you know, that notion that you have this utmost life to control yourself, you know, and create, you know. I wanted to expand that, but I didn't want to push people that didn't want it. I finally found out that there are people out here. It's just the most that, you know, the predominant times that it does get expressed is usually forced upon people. We had enough of that. It's never been laid out in such an interactive way. And I found out that playing was actually the the best way. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, when you interact with somebody, you know, it's like everything was so serious when I talked to people. I was serious as fuck to everybody, like everybody I knew. Like, I was not the person to mess with pretty much. And I was like, but I'm not like this. Mm-hmm. This is not me. This is just a character display that I put up, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, at some point in time, I'm gonna have to, you know, avert this whole shit and really show who I am fully. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at right now.
That's really cool. I think like everybody's on, especially when you start awakening and you start seeing like what's really going on, and you have like from a perspective of where your awakening happened, that everyone has something to add to it. Oh, let that pass. Okay. So what I was saying is everyone has something to add to it. There's like 7 billion people or beings on this planet, and obviously one person cannot just do the whole 7. Each one of us, especially those that have come to help and those that are awakening here right now, all have something to add to this huge pie or huge cake that we're creating, you know. And so I really think it's interesting, because whatever you're going to offer through this multimedia platform, it's going to help those who need it through a game or visual perspective in that way of an interaction, to really see it within themselves. So I really applaud you for that. That's like really, really cool. And so like with 2020 approaching, I just want to close out with this, like with 2020 approaching, like what is your take on 2020 that's approaching now? What do you feel?
Yes, decentralization was the biggest thing that that was the main reason why I wanted to make this in the first place, was the story isn't fully told. And nonetheless, we have a lot of dependencies that sort of limit us. We can't necessarily get to each other directly. This hits all our dependencies across the board. And my first notion was to push a project through my platform and my brand. So the entire brand is actually, it's focused on this project I call Ground Zero Project. And the whole notion is to be at ground zero, starting point, you know, that's what I call it. Right. It was as if, it's as if we, the goal was to derive, using my platform to really tell, you know, narrative that aligned towards solutions with certain problems. So I basically aligned with my brand to deliver quotes with my artwork and my shirts within apparel brand. And I used my artwork to at least carry over in my graphic design skills to basically carry over a message and a tune. And then I usually go through a process of resoluting certain the solutions that are for the dependencies. One of the biggest things was to create within technology. I wanted to create a open source like network, basically. I'll have to do a lot of, you know, collaborations with people to get this thing moving.
Right.
But the goal was to be able to transfer our energy directly to each other with mm-hmm. whatever we're doing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are seeking to do these kind of things, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen a push that was organized enough to actually implement it without, there wasn't a way to avert the attention.
There is like a person that I do know, but I'll tell you after the show, that maybe sure. you can link up with or, you know, reach out to, because I know that this person is looking for people, especially with technology type of thing and stuff. And I think it'll be maybe a cool connect you can look into at their stuff. So where are you at right now? Like what I want everyone to know is like, hey, if you got talent, whether it's coding, graphic design, art, whatever it is, and you want to be a part of something that can say is growing, like, his links will be below that you can reach out to him, contact him, and be a part of this, because it's going to take a really cool collective all together working on this project, and I'm super, super excited for that. So yes, his information will be in the description below. Hit him up. He's also on Instagram. Where else are you? Instagram and where else?
Yes, I'm on the Instagram. I have an Instagram. I have actually two that I'm using for my brand and my actual personal one, which I use to share all my creative projects, including a little bit of me. But mostly just, I'm always, what I'm working on is me. So with Twitter, I have the same one. I have it with Universes and myself as well. And I have a YouTube that I'm starting. I'm going to be starting an entire platform, of course, delivering my stories and information about myself personally that all intertwine with these projects. And then it's how I dealt with situations, right, things that I observe within people and everything.
Awesome.
I think those are the ones I'm sticking with. I have a Facebook, and I have some good interactions on there as well, especially with some of the groups that I have run into. So I think my biggest factor was getting myself available to be contacted. That was the biggest notion, actually. Mm-hmm. Being available.
Right.
I should be able to provide that.
Okay, awesome, because this is good. This is awesome, and it needs to be happening now. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you sharing your story and, you know, a bit of it. And that if anyone's interested in learning more about Kinsay's story and follow, again, all his description, everything will be in the description box below, and reach out to him. And yeah, so this is going to end today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for joining us right here on this brand new heavy What We Got Ask Najm Lee show. And we will be back next week, as you guys know. If you got any questions, leave it in the voice comment that we have right here on anchor.fm. And yeah, that's it. So we are out.
Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramaya. Jai Mahadev Mahadev. Om Namah Shivaya Namah Shivaya. Nachala Shiva. Shiva, 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 Shambho.
did you know I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube at Najm Lee? That's right, guys. Go follow me right there, right now. I'm always on Instagram at Najm Lee, Facebook at Najm Lee, Twitter at Najm Lee, and YouTube at Najm Lee with daily intuitive readings, two card general readings, Monday to Friday on YouTube. But check it out. My fave place, of course, is Instagram. So go follow me, go subscribe, and I'll talk to you over there. I know that you've been going through it. I know that sometimes you have a really bad day. Sometimes you wake up and you wonder, what is your day supposed to be? What are you supposed to be doing? What are you? Who are you? So many questions, and it just seems like your day repeats the same way. Waking up, going to work, going to school, coming home, same cycle. What is this supposed to be? A lot of times we are looking for answers. We're looking for spiritual advice. We're looking for direction. And right now I'm offering a free 15-minute complimentary consultation with me, Najm P. Lee, for najmlee.com. It's super easy to book your session today. Go ahead, nlht.youcanbook.me. Book a session today. Let's talk. Let's see where you're at. You never know what direction you really need to go to when you get another insight looking in. I'm here for you. Do this today. Go ahead, book at nlht.youcanbook.me. Click that link on the screen right now.
Worship the ground that you walked on below your pedestal. My mind put you on to a throne. Soon enough, I'll outgrow. Didn't know my feet were too big for my shoes. Running in them led me to bruise. Falling over, running home to you. You had put my fingers and toes turning blue. So afraid of cutting me loose. You're holding on to me. You're holding on. Due west, I'm headed on this road. Due west, just cruise as far as I can go to California. California, California. Looking back, goodbye. A list of all the reasons why I weather through. I do it all for you. Bare feet against all the broken cement left untended. As far as I can go to California.